Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B-Maz and Beamer.
Yeah, it's been at least 15 years since I used a bar soap.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
And the streak continues. Welcome. It is B-Maz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, I went to buy a bar of soap yesterday. I just couldn't do it. You know, I stuck with the body wash. I did get the more, I wouldn't say more expensive. It's still pretty cheap, but the better quality. And I do notice that I don't know, my skin's not as dry as it was with the really cheap stuff. Another thing, talking about hygiene, which we ended the show talking about our showering habits yesterday, which I'm sure maybe a lot of you questioned the way you shower. So I'm to the point now where, I mean, I desperately need a haircut, right? I don't do long hair well, okay? You have people like Chris Johnson, who used to work here. He does long hair well. I can't do it. My hair's not made for long hair. But I'm to that point now where I've waited too long, so now it's embarrassing. Like, I have to go get my hair cut, and like, yeah, I don't want it anything close to what it looks like. You ever do that? Where, you know, okay, I'm going to hold it off another day, and then you held it off so long that it's like, now it's embarrassing to go tell someone, I want my regular haircut back. No, I'm not trying to do anything. Right, you'll get someone saying, oh, are you trying a new look? No, I'm just really lazy. It's that, and then it's also, most of the time, you know, because I don't want to get in trouble here. Most of the time, you'll have someone that will actually have a nice conversation with you. But then you get the person that cuts your hair that won't say a word, and then you'll try to say something to cut the eye, to break the ice, and they'll say a one-word answer, and you can tell this is not a chatty person. Now, maybe there's some of you out there that like that. I think it's awkward if someone's cutting your hair and there's no conversation going on, and you're just staring at the two of you in the mirror while they cut your hair in silence. I can't do that. I am not good with silence. Never have been, never will be. It gets awkward. If it's quiet for more than 2 seconds, it gets awkward. Yeah, I'll have a back and forth. I mean, I'll start talking about the New York Mets. Whatever you want. I have to have a conversation going. You know, you get in the chair. Hey, oh, how's your day? You know, you have the back and forth. And then sometimes people just stop the conversation. How is that comfortable? I don't understand not wanting to continue. I mean, there's literally someone touching your hair. They're playing in your hair, cutting your hair, moving you all around to cut your hair. And you think that's, I don't know. For me, that's just awkward just to sit in silence. Hey, before we get to topics that are concerning us today, I've got to play this for you. Did you hear this? And again, I don't mean to make fun of anybody. And I want to point out, I realize, you know, I'm just getting started in this radio business. I'm getting started in this radio business. This is, you know, I'm trying to make my name, but I realize that I am not to the legend status of John Sterling. So I don't want anyone out there to think, oh, Joe Beamer, he thinks he's a hotshot. Believe me, I know I'm a nobody, okay? But this is pretty freaking funny. This is John Sterling last night. Now, to set it up, there's a guy on, and Giancarlo Stanton's up to bat with two outs, and the Yankees are losing, which is great, 6-4 to the Blue Jays, and this is the call on WFAN.
This is Hicks. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, there it goes. Deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. But caught. At the wall, caught by Tapia. Boy, I thought that was gone. So Stanton got close, He sent Tapia back to the wall to make the catch, and the Yankees come up just empty. That would have tied the game.
It is gone, but caught. And it wasn't even one of those plays where the outfielder is jumping over the wall. You know what I mean? Like, it's not one of these things where the guy's jumping over the wall to catch the ball. He's literally standing under the ball. And John Sterling on a radio call. Okay, so if you're in your car, say you're a Yankees fan, you're driving around listening to the game, you're probably like losing your mind. Oh my gosh, they just tied it. Can you believe this? And no, and again, it wasn't even like a spectacular play. Like if you watched SportsCenter for the top 10, that play didn't make the top 10. It was on the warning track, caught. I mean, that was the play. And again, not to make fun of John Sterling, I know he's a legend. He's, you know, the legendary voice of a legendary team. I am just not a fan of the team. And if I can, you know, find something wrong with their announcers, I'll point it out. But I thought that was entertaining, and I thought I'd share it with you. So today, 803-0930 is the number if you want to get in on anything I bring up on the show today. Again, lots going on, as we always say. But I kind of want to take it back to an interview we heard just a few minutes ago here on News Radio 930 WBEN, and something, you know, we do a refresher on all the time, you know, and that's about the ever-changing landscape when it comes to shopping. Now, we have, I mean, think of the way you take in media has changed in the last decade, right? And the same can be said for shopping. And again, just like with John Sterling, I am not trying to take anything away from Brian Culpa. I'm not trying to make fun of Brian Culpa. But he was on, as you just heard, the last interview on WBEN. If you missed it, it's on demand at WBEN.com in the Odyssey app. Station 12, it's back. Right. If you've driven by it, you see trucks moving, you see stuff going on. It looks like they're working. And again, I have said, you know, it would be better just to tear Station 12 down than leave it as it is now. But if they're going to get back going, let's go. Excited. But there are some obvious issues, right? When this was announced, L.L. Bean was supposed to be there. Pottery Barn was supposed to. I mean, this was supposed to bring some of the, you know, some of the nice, will you say higher class? Jimmy, would you say L.L. Bean is higher class? Just stuff we didn't have in Buffalo or maybe only had at the Galleria. Okay, so Pottery Barn, L.L. Bean, I think Williams-Sonoma was supposed to go in this Station 12. So it was planned to be this big shopping experience, right? You would go there for Whole Foods. You'd go there for clothing. You'd go there for this and that. Okay, whatever. So, Susan asks Brian Culpa about what the tenants that are going to be in Station 12. We don't know. And again, anything's better than what Sheridan Drive looks like now. It's a huge eyesore on a very populated street, a well-traveled street. However, it's... If you're just gonna build it to say we built it, you know, I don't think we are. And correct me if I'm wrong. 803-0930 star 930. I don't think we're in a way that it's build it and they will come. You know, I mean, he alluded to the Boulevard Mall. It's going to be losing tenants, obviously. We don't know what Doug Jamal is going to do with the Boulevard Mall. Whatever he does, it's going to be great because his record shows whatever he does, it's going to be great. But are we going to build Station 12 and it's going to be a wait and see? You know, I mean, Whole Foods, when they moved here to Amherst, was told it was going to be this, this, and this. You're going to have this very nice plaza right next to your store. I feel like it's a big question mark. Now, I still have questions if it will even be completed, right? I mean, we've been all back and forth on this Station 12 forever. But now your line of thinking is, well, you know, Benderson's adding on and Station 12, and it will be a bidding war. I don't necessarily think everything that leaves the Boulevard is looking to go anywhere. You know, I mean, Brian said it yesterday. We really are in a way now where, you know, one mall really serves the region. It's not like back in the day where you have three or four malls, and I don't think we need three or four of different stores. You know what I mean? I mean, the Boulevard's already pretty empty, and I don't know if there's enough stores in the Boulevard, if every store in the Boulevard moved to Station 12. So is that the strategy? Have they not reached out? There are no Pottery Barns or Williams-Sonomas in Buffalo. You have to go to Rochester for those stores. Have they reached out to those stores? Have they said, hey, you know, this is now happening. Would you like to get back in your agreement? No, there's been no sign of that. But I don't know. And tell me if you disagree. Tell me why it's a good idea. 803-0930, star 930. Again, Station 12, as it was announced years ago, was a beautiful idea. You know, I was excited about it. But if you're telling me we're going to build this and we have literally no tenants guaranteed at this point, then what good is it? What good is it? And are we really in a position? I mean, let's look at the economy. Let's look at the state of brick and mortar shopping. Are we in a position where we can just build plazas and hope they will come? You know, I always reference the empty plaza in Lancaster on transit. The empty spots in plazas all throughout Amherst. But now we're going to build more vacant retail space? To me, that doesn't work. Because we're talking about this now. What if they do go through and build it and literally nothing moves to that plaza? Are you going to be applauding that the plaza was built? Or is it just now a different type of eyesore on one of the busiest streets in Amherst? Because that's how I will look at it. Oh, good. Now we just have more empty space. You know what? Maybe the half-built buildings and gravel didn't look so bad. Because now I'm driving through a bunch of empty buildings and maybe Whole Foods. If Whole Foods can even hang on. Last we checked, they were losing $1 million a year on the Amherst Whole Foods. So, again, I hope for the best. I would love to see some of the stores that have left the region come back. But I know the state of shopping right now, and I'm not sure that's a promise. I'm not sure it's promising. I mean, if you built a strip mall in the 90s, you have a better chance of filling those spots than you do now, in my opinion. So I want to know your thoughts on that at 803-0930, star 930. I also want to know, let's do a checkup, right? We did this during the pandemic. Let's do it now. Pandemic, well, I'm not a doctor. Pandemic, in my opinion, it has passed us. We are back to normal. How do you shop? Do you shop online? Do you shop in person? Do you do a little bit of both? For me, I have to, most of my clothes, I have to buy in person. Now, obviously, when it comes to sports teams, like the Mets, Virginia Tech, I'll buy some of that stuff online. But clothing in general, I usually have to go and purchase in person because I have to try it on. I don't want to buy something that doesn't fit. And with my ever-changing waistline, I even more need to go to the fitting rooms. So how do you shop? 803-0930, star 930. Is it online? Do you order things for pickup? Because ordering things for pickup, hold on. Sorry about that. Ordering things for pickup usually meant you walk in, you walked out. It's very quick. But now, and as you know, I do more pickup of things with my other job. Now, it seems like the line for pickup is just as long as if I went through the store, bought it, and did the self-checkout myself. Sometimes the pickup's not the faster option, unless it's a place that has a locker. And then they give you a code, and you can just unlock that locker with a code. But if it's a place where you have to stand in line, you have to show, not to call anyone out, but I'm going to call someone out. Best Buy has the worst online pickup of any store in Western New York. It is faster if you go to Best Buy, look through the entire store, pick something out, and purchase it than it would be to wait in line. It is the worst worst experience. Lowe's, on the other hand, they give you a locker. You can walk, if it's small enough to fit in one of their lockers. And you can walk in there, and you can scan it, and bing, there it is. There's my product. But Best Buy, I am done buying stuff online at Best Buy. I will just walk in the store. You know, you get five or six people deep in that line. I mean, you're there for a good 30, 40 minutes. They should have a vendor walking through and offering you a soda and a hot dog. So what's your pickup experience, stuff you've ordered online? And what do you think of Station 12? What would you like to see go in Station 12? What is missing in Western New York? And it doesn't necessarily have to be a retail outlet, right? I mean, I think we now know plazas don't just have retail outlets. So what would you like to see housed at Station 12? What does Amherst need? What does that area on Sheridan need? Again, it doesn't have to be retail. I mean, if I'm the good folks that got kicked out of the last plaza that was torn down, which seems like forever ago, I'm a little upset. You know, place is still empty. What would you like to see go there? How do you shop? And what do you think of the progress at Station 12? Again, going forward building, but when asked about possible tenants, it was crickets. And then you bring up the Costco thing, and I know David's talked about Costco. I know Brian talked about Costco. Is that something that, are you excited about Costco coming to the area? You know, we have BJ's, we have Sam's Club. Is Costco, I mean, is there a reason you prefer that? You're excited about that, especially in that area? As someone who worked in that plaza, let me tell you, that is a miserable plaza to navigate through. So all that at 803-0930, star 930. We'll start with Phyllis, who is in Tonawanda. Hey, Phyllis.
Hi, good morning.
Phyllis, what would you like to see over at Station 12?
Well, to be honest with you, I think we need a mental health facility in that area. I mean, we've only got two locations in Buffalo, and I think the people that need help should have a place to go, and that's where I think they should have a location. We don't need any stores. Everybody goes on Amazon. That's my opinion.
Phyllis, and I don't disagree. I think that would definitely, as you said, we could have more than the two locations we have. But when you said everyone's shopping on Amazon, do you think that's the final, or do you think people now, when everyone's back to normal, people will start going back to stores, or do you think that is a lost cause?
I think that's gone. I think people are going to be ordering through Amazon. Because, I mean, those specialty stores, I don't really think we need. But we do need people to have a place to go for mental health. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Phyllis, I don't disagree. I do appreciate the call. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930, star 930. What do you think? What would you like to see there? And what do you think of the state of retail? You know, I always like to check back to the state of retail in Western New York. I mean, you are seeing the Boulevard Mall just completely. It's really a nice mall to walk through. But unfortunately, that's about it. You've got your Penny's, you got your Macy's, and you've got your Annie Ann's pretzels. But beside that, I mean, and it's sad how quickly that happened. You know, I mean, I remember when the Boulevard Mall, that was where, unless you needed to go to something that was just at the Galleria, because I lived in Amherst, closer to the Boulevard Mall, you would go to the Boulevard Mall. You know, it'd be a little bit of a quicker experience, but it was full. It was to capacity. There was everything there. I mean, now, I think there's two nail places. You've got your Penny's and your Macy's. You got Men's Warehouse and TGI Fridays. That's about it that's left. Is that just the state of retail, though? Is Phyllis right? Is everyone just going to Amazon? Or is it a mixture? Or is it this? Are we going back to the way we shopped in the 50s? Not we. I wasn't around. Not probably you either. But how Americans shopped in the 50s in open plazas, so we don't have to walk through a mall to get to one store. We go to a plaza, we pull up in front of the store we want to go to, and we get there and get our product. 803-0930-*930. That's what I'd like to hear from you. We'll throw some other things out there when we get back. It is BMaz and Beamer. Joe Beamer here. Brian on a much-deserved vacation. Looking forward to taking your calls, talking with you after this on News Radio 930 WB.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ian.
It's BMaz and Beamer. Now Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah. Thursday morning. Ooh. I said almost said Thursday afternoon. Thursday morning, BMaz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. How are you doing? How's it going? How's your week going? Happy to have you here for the next 24 minutes. And then the always great, always legendary David Bellavia will follow at 10 o'clock. Asking you about the situation on Sheridan, Station 12. Again, had a lot of promise. Had a lot of promise here in Amherst for Sheridan, a very busy street. And you know what? Something I was thinking during the break, which didn't even go into my prep, and that's shame on me. Look just down Sheridan in the old Discovery Zone Plaza. That plaza is almost completely empty. You know what I mean? So you're going to put Station 12, and again, if tenants come, guys, if it gets filled with tenants, I will come on the radio if I still have a job, and I will admit, guys, I was wrong. I will admit that I was wrong. I'm fine with doing that. I'm not one of these people that can't admit when they're wrong. So I will admit I was wrong. But look at that plaza down on Sheridan next to Wegmans. There's nothing there, right? There's a Joseph A. Bank, which I like that one because there's never anyone in there. There's a Subway. There's a Starbucks. It's a pretty empty plaza, and now you're going to build Station 12 with no confirmed tenants. What would you like to see in there? And tell me how you go shopping. 803-0930-*930. Norma in Tonawanda. Hey, Norma.
Hi. As far as Station 12 goes, I think they kind of shot themselves in the foot because they took too long, for crying out loud, to get anything moving. It was a full plaza before. So they kick all those people out. They have to find places elsewhere, which they have.
Right.
Most of them in the Boulevard Square thing, whatever that's called. And, so now they're kind of out of luck. But what would be cool would be an IKEA.
That would be great. Something that I'm surprised we don't have in Western New York.
I actually wrote them a letter, believe it or not.
Really?
So would have been better than where they're jamming it in there now, because I live just on the other side of the boulevard, you know, where that plaza is, and I like to walk up there or ride my bike and take my grandchildren. But it's gotten so bad, it's taking your life in your hands. There aren't any through the plaza. When you cross the boulevard, you actually cross into the driving area. There's no sidewalk to cross onto.
Norma, that plaza is such a I don't want to say, because it's obviously, I mean, that's where people are going. That's where all the shopping is. But it is a nightmare. And I agree with you. Put the Costco next to Whole Foods, because back where that Tony Roma says, it is going to be an absolute, it is going to be the nightmare it is now times 10. And again, if I'm a smaller tenant in that plaza now, I'm actually concerned about Costco, because there will be people that will say, you know what, never mind.
I'm just amazed. It's just growing and growing and growing, and now they're putting a whole new thing in the other plaza where Michael's used to be, and it's just that whole section is getting out of control, and I won't even drive on the boulevard. I go all the back ways, and as I said, it's just not safe.
Yeah.
They're going to have to reconfigure all the streets and everything there and widen them and put some lights in and... You know, as I said, fix the ability for people. You can't walk from the one side of that plaza to the middle side to the far side because there aren't any crosswalks, there aren't any stop signs. I mean, it's literally putting your life in your hands.
Yeah, Norma, I agree. And I think an IKEA would be great, but I agree. I think that Costco there would be awesome. Thank you for the call. Opens up a line for you, 803-0930, *930. We've got some breaking developments. Jim, put your headphones on. Let us know what you know, because this is breaking as we're speaking about Station 12. This is breaking the... USS Sullivan's, remember that got a lot of attention. They needed to raise money to prevent it from sinking. Jimmy, it looks like those preventions have given in.
Yeah, some welds must have broke. Something went wrong.
Whatever somewhere. It was that money went to.
Whatever patch they put on must have, the duct tape they used was not waterproof.
What's the spray?
Did they use Flex Seal?
Flex Seal. That's not funny. I don't mean to laugh about a serious topic.
No, but it is listing to one side, at least from the pictures we're seeing.
Okay, and this happened quite quickly? I mean, has this slowly been happening?
From everything we're hearing, I think it's just happened this morning, or maybe no one was looking and it was happening last night and they got there today and noticed. So.
Now, you know boats and stuff because you used a nautical term there.
Yeah, list.
Listing.
It's leaning to one side.
Which means it's filling up on the bottom with water?
Yeah, and it's the starboard side, it looks like. The side that's closest to where you would board it from, to take a tour on it.
Is there any water on the deck?
Not yet, but I think what...
Oh, geez. I just saw the video, sorry.
The newsroom is saying is that water is fast approaching the... deck.
Can you really save that? I mean, now the way it looks, like I don't mean to be, I'm not trying to make light of a situation. Obviously, this is serious.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah.
And the way it's tucked in there, you have another ship that, I mean, if this thing moves, they're going to have to get the other ship out of the way.
Yeah, you can't just pull it. You can't just pull it out. I don't think they're operational, but I don't think they have motors, so you would need some sort of a tugboat and... I'm not sure what type of technology they have at the Naval Park there, but maybe the Coast Guard has those airbag-type things that they can float it.
Okay.
But I feel like it would take a lot of those.
I mean, this looks like if it sinks anymore, it could be in danger of rubbing up on the side of the whatever, wherever it's docked there, right? I mean, this if it lists, as you say, leans anymore... That could do even more damage to the ship if the ship is even still savable.
Yeah, yeah. I think they'll find a way to save it. I have a feeling that there are some good people downtown working on it as we speak.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us updated. Tim Wenger's on his way.
He's on his way from here, so he'll be there in a couple minutes.
Yeah, on his way downtown. We'll definitely have this as it goes. There's video. There's picture on social media. And we'll keep you updated. I'm looking now. Because I got a text from Jimmy, and I thank you, Jimmy, about what was going on, and you go on social media and see this. Oh, yeah. The water's quickly approaching the deck.
So the update is from Tim that the water is not deep enough where that ship is docked for it to sink all the way.
So where we see it leaned right now, is that side touching the bottom?
It's not going to disappear under the water, so it probably will be resting on the bottom.
Wow.
In that position.
Wow. I mean, again, this is something we were just told a few years ago. Was that years ago or months ago where we had the campaign Save the Sullivans to prevent what we're seeing right now? It'll be interesting what the next move is because, as you know, this has been an issue. This is something that did we think was saved? Did we know this was happening? I have a lot more questions than answers right now. But as I said, Tim Wenger's on his way down there, and he will call in with a full report when he gets there because I am simply observing the pitchers right now. And, I mean, as Jimmy said, it is heartbreaking. You think of all the work they've put to save this ship, everything that's gone into this, all the attention, and all the money that you, the community, have put into saving this ship. Right? I mean, we, as a community, Western New York, we gave money to save this because, you know, we're very proud. I always talk about this. We're very proud here in Western New York. We're very proud of Buffalo. Yes, we'll complain about our politicians. We'll complain about this. We'll complain about that. But we're proud of this area, right? I did a show a few weeks ago where I asked people, you know, is it different if I say something about Buffalo and someone from out of town says something about Buffalo, right? You know, don't badmouth my town, only I can do it. You know, we did that show. But this is heartbreaking. And, you know, the Naval Park there is something that I think a lot of us love to walk through. We're proud of. I spent the night on one of those ships once. It was a very cool experience. So, again, hopefully this is just a minor issue and it will be able to. Now, Jimmy, join us back here because, again, you know this stuff better than I. What would they have to do to re-even this thing out? Do you know that? Like, to get it back to where it's even and you can go on it?
If I had to guess, it would be some pumps, some water pumps, and probably just getting all the water inside out. But maybe, I think you can weld underwater. If there are welds that broke, I think you can pump that water out and sort of weld underwater as that's happening, it would even itself out. But I don't know the extent of the damage underneath, so it could be complicated or it could be a really easy fix.
Hopefully an easy fix, because, again, the money that has that we as a community have given to the Sullivans, just, again, being proud of Western New York. You know what I mean? And that, to me, the Naval Park, and I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't know the name of the Sullivans until we had the big campaign a few years ago. Tim Wenger is joining us on the hotline. Tim, what can you tell us about the Sullivans?
Yeah, you know, the way it's listing right now, Joe, you know, I do think there's some credibility to the fact that there's not as much water there as people think. You know, there's clearly an issue, and the ship is listing, and we'll know more in a few minutes. But, you know, the average, they dredge the water depth in the Erie Canal Harbor to about, you know, 30 feet or so. For the shipping traffic that goes through, they obviously have not ever dredged where those naval ships are because they're there permanently. And the larger of the two ships there, the Little Rock, my understanding is basically sitting in mud. Clearly, the USS the Sullivans is not because it's listed. I think you'll see more listing than you will sinking. You know, and I don't know that for, you know, 100% fact, but there's just not, it's not like we are in, you know, the port of Annapolis and there's 75 feet of water underneath those ships. There just is not, it's not that deep. So hopefully they can just control the listing. But you and Jimmy talking about what they might be able to do, Jimmy's right on there with the pumping. You know, the more water they can get out of the hull, obviously the, you know, anyone, you know, with a boat knows that if you're taking on water, you need to get more water out than is coming in. And they might be able to use some sort of flotation devices, too, belly devices that wrap around the underside of the ship. That's what they do in smaller craft when they're trying to raise them from sinking or the fear of sinking. Whether they can do that with a ship of this size or not, I'm not totally aware of that, but clearly something went wrong and the ship is listing a lot more and there's water up on the deck, and let's just hope that there's not enough water underneath to completely submerge the ship, and I don't believe that there is.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Tim, do you know, did this happen just overnight? Were we starting to notice this yesterday? Or was it able to take that water in so quickly?
Yeah, sounds to me like, you know, this wouldn't happen instantaneously, but it also wouldn't take that long. You know, it, depending on the size of a hole. You know, as you mentioned, they've done some patchwork in there, you know, some incredible patchwork with welding, et cetera, but something obviously went wrong. And, you know, through the night, I think it lifted to the degree that we're seeing right now on the photos on Twitter and video on Twitter. But it sounds to me like people arrived and saw this morning, so we don't know exactly when. I'm not sure if there's canal-side cameras anymore, active cameras right there, that they would be able to go back and look. I would be willing to bet that the Naval Park has some surveillance cameras of their own. I don't think they're public. You'd be able to determine exactly when this all began. But as you know, this time of year, with the kind of temperatures, you know, we've added, et cetera, it's not like there's crowds of people standing around to notice. I mean, it's a very quiet area right now until the season begins to open up. So I suspect that people started to show up to work in that area and notice the listing.
Tim, now, this might just be my imagination at work, but, you know, if this continues to list one way, you know, I see, is there any way this lists so much where you've got, you know, the ship completely on its side, and would that cause any kind of problems to the ship that's next to it? See, that's the thing that, when I first saw these videos, I was thinking.
Well, I think the way that ship is positioned in between the actual pier wall and the Little Rock, that's actually a good thing, I would think, because, you know, the listing is going to be stopped by one or the other, you know, to some degree. So I think the fact that it's sandwiched in there is going to help in the long run. You know, there's no way around the fact there's going to be a tremendous amount of water damage to the insides of the ship. You know, and the repairs get a lot more complicated and certainly a lot more expensive once you're doing them underwater as opposed to inside the hull of the ship. So I suspect that is going to be problematic for, you know, the folks that need to get in there. And, you know, it'll now involve divers, I would think, as opposed to just, you know, welding from the inside of the ship, which I think has been planned all along.
For sure. All right, Tim Wenger, he's on his way down there. Tim, thank you very much for the update. And again, he'll be reporting from downtown. He's on his way there right now, and you can see pictures. I'm sure he'll get some pictures up on our Twitter at WBEN and on Facebook, News Radio 930 WBEN. Make sure you are following our social media accounts. Make sure you are listening to the station because, you know, we like to entertain. We like to give you our opinion, but our number one thing is keep you informed of what's going on in Western New York, and we will continue doing that throughout the day here on WBEN, continuing into David Bellavia's program, which comes up in just 14 minutes here on News Radio 930 WBEN. He'll be updating the situation, and again, when Tim gets down there, he'll be calling in. But what to me looks like a scary situation, a sad situation, and now it is, let's see what's going on, and we will definitely be learning that, see what's going on, and see what kind of damage has been done, and what kind of work needs to be done on USS the Sullivans. Again, work has been, we know the work that has been done because there was a big campaign and the great people of Western New York gave the money to the campaign and were able to get this ship to be stable and again, be part of that awesome naval park in Lake Erie on Canal Side. But we'll see. We'll see what this is. Could it simply just be getting the water out of the ship in a quick patchwork? We'll see. Those are the things that we will learn this morning / afternoon.
And this is the smaller of the two ships.
Right.
The Sullivans is the smaller of the two ships for anyone that doesn't know.
It's the one on the inside, the one that when you're walking Canal Side, this is the one that's closer to you.
Yeah, the tiny one. It's not the big ship.
Right. That's the Little Rock.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is funny because people hear Little Rock and they think, oh, that's got to be the small one. But the Little Rock is the larger, but the Sullivans is the one that's
right. You have to go on the Sullivans to get to the Little Rock.
Correct.
Yeah. It's been a while, but again, awesome tours through there. And if you have the opportunity to spend a night on one of those ships, it's really cool. But that is it for BMAZ and Beamer on this Thursday. Again, keep it locked right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Not only do we have the USS, the Sullivans, to keep tabs on and keep you updated on, we also have Elon Musk, who has made a bid to purchase Twitter. And what that could mean to social media, what that could mean to Twitter, something we might get into tomorrow on BMAZ and Beamer, and something I'm sure David will comment on during his show. So we have that. We have the Sullivans. We have just your everyday breaking situations here, and nowhere else you'd rather be. The News Radio 930 WBEN. I thank you so much for spending part of your morning with me. I know you are ready for David Bellavia, and he will be up after news with Randy on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.